everybody. It's Leslie.
And Mike.
And we're here for the weekly reading of my blog on life after 50, in midlife, the Friday Night Beer blog. That's what I call it anyway. What do you call it, Mike?
Mandatory Leslie time.
I like that. Mandatory Leslie time. Yes. The blog that I write is about life in midlife, as a single, as a couple, things that we're dealing with, things you might be dealing with, and all that kind of jazz. I'm doing jazz hands.
Oh my God, this is going downhill fast.
And the reason that I read the blog instead of having everyone go read it is why, Mike?
Because I don't like to read.
It's the only way that I'm going to get you to
hear it,
yes, because you're not going to read it.
I'll see it, but I won't read it.
And hopefully you are listening to me. Do you tune me out while I'm reading the blog? Caught. This week's Friday Night Beer blog is brought to you by
26 years. I mean, how can it's hard to turn that off.
Who's this week's blog?
Was it 27 years?
It's 26.
Okay, all right.
Brought to you by who, Mike?
My Wide
Beer Company. We still haven't taken our little card in there to get our
membership. Your membership or our membership. I don't know when mine expires.
It's probably the first of the year. The thing is, I was thinking maybe we would use it for Ian because it's just good for this year, for the rest of this year. So
really?
I better be hustling on down there. I think so.
Is there fine print on there?
No, not fine print. But yeah, I guess I got to check that out.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Ian should definitely get it since he goes down there on Fridays.
Thursdays,
yes. That's his Friday.
His Friday is Thursday. Yeah, exactly. All right, how was your week?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yep.
That's good.
That's it. Same old. I mean, literally, there is no difference.
Yeah.
Work, ride,
eat.
Sleep, repeat.
Yeah, pretty much it. That's your summer rut you got going on.
That's not a bad rut.
Yeah, it was a good week. I didn't have anything different going on either, really. I have 1 week until my personal trainer certification.
Oh, yeah, and you're on vacation as of today.
As of today, yes, I will be spending next week. Well, I was telling some people, I originally put the week on the schedule off so that I could study all week. And I did that a long time ago because, I mean, it's been 30 years I've been in school. I didn't know how much study time I would need at the end. And I do need some. There are a lot of mathematical formulas that I'm not a math person. Even when I was in school, I wasn't a math person. So I got to do some
ciphering. That's why I do the checkbook.
I got to do some ciphering. Learning some formulas to do some
special
ciphering.
Math. Round up.
So I took the week off. But I was telling somebody that when people find that you have the week off, then they start sucking up that time that you have. So, I mean, and not in a bad way, but like some coworkers are coming over one night and I've got some other self-work related things I've got to take care of. And my mom wants me to come visit. And so all these other things start creeping in. So I'm like, staying the fence. So all these things start creeping in. So you're just like trying to hold things at bay. Because I am going to need...
It sounds like an inner battle.
I should just say no.
You're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
You usually tell me no.
Well, telling you no is easy.
Hey.
I'm trying to keep everything at bay so I have some time to study. So, and normally, people won't say, I'm taking an exam in a week and hopefully I pass. Because if I don't, that's going to suck big time. But
then you just have to take it again.
Yeah, but I am developing that courage to tell people that I'm taking it, even though it may go well and it may not go well. But at least you, everyone knows that you just gotta freaking try. You just gotta try. Anyway, are you ready for this week's beer block?
There is no try.
Okay.
That's my best Yoda.
All right, that was terrible. Line. Yeah, that was actually terrible.
That line was probably nothing like that, was it? No. You remember it, don't you?
Yeah.
What is it? Do or do not.
There is no try.
See, yeah. I knew you'd know.
Yes, of course. It's one of my favorite.
That's all that shit that's stored in your brain that should be storing equations.
For saffron.
Exactly.
Okay, the title of this week's Friday Night Beer Blog is Self-Care September Made Up? And what is the big deal? August 26, 2022. The 80th official Friday Night Beer Blog. We're getting up in numbers there, Mike. We may be official these days. It says so right there in the title.
Senior citizens.
The short answer to this question is, well, yes, it is made up, in my case, anyway. I'm titling the next series on The New Old You, Self-Care September. There will be four solo podcasts in September on four different aspects of self-care. Several that you may not even have considered as being self-care in the past, but they totally are. Subheading, what's in a title? Why am I calling it this? Well, I would think that the alliteration of it is pretty evident. Self-care September. Self-care September, it kind of sort of rolls off the tongue and gives you a nice, chilly, warm feeling, and I like that effect. Of course, after I came up with this brilliant idea, I found that, according to Google, September is National Self-Care Awareness Month.
What?
I hate when other people come up with my good ideas before me. You know, everything that is popular or makes a lot of money, I had that idea.
Well, they weren't going to call it Self-Care July or Self-Care August.
Why? Why wouldn't they?
Because.
There's no alliteration?
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about the alliteration, I guess.
Exactly.
So, be original. I could have called it Solo September. To commemorate just me on the mic. I do admit that I am a little nervous about that. Try what?
Just Solo September, you on the mic for like the FNB.
Oh my gosh.
I seen out.
I do admit that I am a little nervous about being solo. Conducting interviews has gotten easier over time, although I'm still a work in progress. And I always have Mike to be the fall guy on the FMBB if all goes to hell.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Yeah.
But mano y mano with the mic has me a little eek. We can all do hard things in this fear. I will push through too. I promise. Some people consider self-care to be self-serving. So I guess I could have called it Selfish September.
Self-serving.
Self-serving.
September.
Yes. It probably wouldn't have drawn a lot of listeners, though.
Solo September.
I mean, that already.
I know. There's like millions of them.
Add to that the fact that self-care is actually the furthest thing from selfish that there is. That is, if you actually understand what self-care is. Do you understand what self-care is, Mike? Subheading. Self-care.
I have my own ideas 101. Running through my head. I'm sure you don't want me to share them with you.
Nope. Self-care, as defined by the Google, is the practice of taking action to preserve or improve one's own health. So right there, let's debunk the selfish out of self-care. What good are you to anyone if you aren't doing what's necessary to preserve or improve your own health? Everyone has heard the old airplane analogy, right? You know what that is, Mike?
No.
Of putting on your own oxygen mask before putting one on your child.
Right,
yeah, you heard that. Yeah. It's trite, but it's true. And the same is true with self-care. You have to take care of yourself first to be able to help anyone else for any amount of time. You agree with that?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, move on.
Self-care can be a myriad of things, from small to large, from free to expensive, from private to public. Pampering yourself is most definitely the most recognized form of self-care, but officially there are five, name them, five types of self-care.
I liked how you bolded those. That's
physical.
Very textbook oriented.
Emotional, psychological, spiritual, and professional. And I will be addressing several of these next month. Subheading. Hmm. September is the perfect month. Concentrating on self-care should be a year-round activity, y'all. But if you are out of practice or just need to start, September is the perfect time. You know why?
Fall.
September 1st marks the countdown to the new year. Four months. Two-thirds of the year are gone forever. Two-thirds. Isn't that hard to believe? Yet there is still one-third left. With kids going back to school and seasons beginning to change, and for you, bike seasons changing, many people start to think about the changes they want to make in themselves before January 1st gets here. Or they may be needing to reduce their overwhelming stress by this point in the year. And then there's that goal that you set at the first of the year that hasn't been touched yet. September is a month of renewal for many, and can be for you too. Obviously, there's no such thing as a bad time to start taking care of yourself, reducing your stress, or working toward a goal. But all roads in September lead to January, and there's no better time than the present. Subheading. Put yourself at the front of the line. Self-care is like a lot of things. It is a practice. Putting or thinking about yourself first can be very hard to do when you have been conditioned to take care of everyone else first. I almost ran out of breath there. Did you hear that? The first time, you may be guilt-ridden, but trust me, it gets easier. And once you get better at it, building on that practice, everyone around you will notice. They won't notice that you didn't cook a big dinner last night, or that you said no to something that you normally would have said yes to with no passion. What they will notice is that you're smiling more, that you seem calmer, or laughing, giving out more hugs, and listening more intently than you used to. Trust me. Actually, the more attention you pay to your own needs, you're working to become a better spouse, mother or father, child, friend, and employee. And not only that, the better you take care of yourself teaches others how to treat you as well. There's a whole lot of winning in self-care, so you're just going to need to tune in to all of Self-Care September to find out where to start. I will see you there. Okay. That's it, Mike. So what are you thinking?
I don't know. Self-care. I don't know how to do self-care.
Sure you do.
Do I?
I mean, there are just so many different... Well, there are...
Five.
There are five. Five different facets. They're bolded. There are five facets, and a lot of things fall within each of those. And I'm going to be talking about some of those, but yeah.
Which one are you going to start on?
I'm going to be starting with... Well, it doesn't start until September.
September. I mean, hell, September is like next week.
No. Well, I have one more episode of the back to school.
Oh, it's Wednesday the 31st?
It is the 31st.
Sneaky.
Mm-hmm. So the first one is, well, you know, the first one kind of is all of them.
Hmm.
A little bit of all of them. And that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
A little tease.
All right.
But yeah, this coming week is the finale. I won't say week five. It's the finale of the Back to School and Off to College series. And yeah. I'm talking to Empty Nest coach Allie Hill. There are so many parents out there that just dropped off their kid at school. I don't care if it was their first, second, their last, whatever kid in the range, it's an empty nest. Anytime one of your children leaves the nest, you know, you have a dynamic of your nest. And when any of them leave, it changes the dynamic. So you're dealing with a changed nest. But say your last child has left and you are truly in an empty nest. There are a lot of people who struggle with that. And I'm being very I'm knocking on wood. I'm being very broad when I say moms probably struggle more than dads do.
Hell yeah.
And it's because moms typically run the schedules and take kids' places and make sure they're where they're supposed to be and filling this out and blah, 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 blah. And dads basically have the same schedule. It's true. So moms, I mean, both parents have a lot of things to overcome, but moms typically are very sad because it totally upends everything that they've been doing for years and years. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. I think.
You do?
Yeah.
Am I slamming? You're looking at me like... No. How dare you say that?
No, I'm just like wondering how far you got off topic. I was like asking you which one you're going to do, and now we're talking about next week.
I told you it was little bit of all of them.
But I was going to say that, you know, as dads go, I mean, we're just the disciplinarians.
So, that's not true. I've been the bad cop many, many a time.
Yeah, but then you escalate.
No, I'm like... I'm the captain of the bad cop department. You are...
The enforcer.
No.
You make the threats. No, I come in and back you up.
You are the director of the entire police department. So when it gets up past me and goes to you...
That's some serious stuff.
All hell's breaking
loose. That's right. I don't have time for this. I'm just going right to the beatings.
Give me the belt. No. I've never seen you. No, basically it's one of those, at some point what I say is wah, 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 wah.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to bring it, you got to bring
it every day.
You got to bring in somebody else so they'll hear something.
I say it once a month. And when I say it once a month, it means something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And anyway, so back to self-care.
Yeah.
So do you need to start doing more self-care? What would you do?
I think I'm pretty good at some of those. The physical side of things, I think I'm pretty good at self-care. Professional, I think that boat, you know, left the dock a long time
ago.
There
are a lot of things that fall under these categories.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. I'm just generalizing. But emotional is probably something I could work on. But, you know, hey, I am the way I am. Psychological, yeah, that's just you don't want to go down that path. Spiritual, I mean, I could probably work on that, but I do.
Do you feel like you put yourself first sometimes? Ooh, big silence.
That's tough.
Ooh.
Also, I don't think I ever put myself first.
No. Ever.
No, but in little bits I do. There are certain things I have. It's like my rut that I put that first, and I
you
don't
have,
miss
you
that.
You have non-negotiables. Non-negotiables are self-care.
Yeah.
They are happening. You will say no to something to make sure that one of your non-negotiables...
I don't say no to much, though.
If somebody said, for this entire week, we are going to meet at 8 o'clock in the morning, which means that you can't do your workout in the morning.
Oh, I'd have to get up early. Then I'd just adjust my schedule.
No, you wouldn't.
I would stay up late, and I would get up at early, and so basically I would just lose time, and then by the time the end of the week came, I'd be ready to chew somebody's head off because I haven't had any sleep. But,
well, it sounds like you need to learn how to say no every now and then.
I can't say no because you say no. When you say no, I have to say yes.
I use them all. Is that what you're saying?
You do.
I use all the no's.
That's right. It's we're like a what?
I'm bad cop. See, I already told you that.
We're like protons and neutrons or whatever. You know?
Oh yeah, that's what we are.
You're the neutron.
Neutron's neutral.
Yeah. Well,
isn't electron and proton?
Electron and protons and then the neutron.
See, this
Hold
is
on.
Some of that
Let's
science
go back. I bet you
and
study
math
this.
That, yeah, no. No, not for this exam. God, I hope not, because I'm going to fail if that's true. Anyway. All right, so what do you have coming up this week?
Work. Riding.
Eating.
Oh, I'm going racing
sleeping.
This weekend.
You are going to race this weekend.
Yeah, I think this may be my last race.
For the road season.
For, you know, I don't know. I think retirement, maybe.
What?
Commitment.
Yeah. Oh. This is breaking news, everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I may race here and there occasionally, but I think...
You know, that's what I said when I quit racing. I may race occasionally here and there, and I have, and I've gotten hurt every single time.
Yeah, well, that's because you did exactly what I told you not to do.
Well, it's because, you know, you're God, you know everything, right?
About racing, yeah.
Whatever.
No, I'm thinking this is maybe next year I'm not going to commit to doing anything on the road.
Oh, yeah?
I'll still race.
You know what I say? Cross, you know what I say about that?
You know what?
COVID killed it.
Yeah. No, it did.
No, seriously. COVID killed it. Killed the old man mojo.
No, well, I was already teetering on the side of aging out. You know, I got to race against guys 20 years my... You know, younger.
Junior.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's hard.
Yeah. They think that they're old.
Yeah, they do. They do. But the thing is, I mean, there's, you know, look at Brady.
Not that you're old.
Look at Tom Brady.
Not that you're old.
I mean, there's a lot of still guys that I remember I was getting faster in my 40s.
Football's different. I'm sorry.
Yes. But injury, you know, maintaining, you know, basic,
it's harder.
Not getting injured is really hard.
It's really ratcheting down on every single little thing.
Everything.
That
aspect,
you can do.
Diet.
Yeah.
Exercise.
Rest.
I mean, it's everything. You've got to perfect it. And it's just, it's exhausting. So
what are you going to, you're just going to let loose? You're just going to go crazy?
No, I'm going to work in the yard more. I could do some more landscaping.
Y'all heard, Y'all heard that.
I don't know. That's what old guys do. They go to the backyard. They go to the shed, the garage.
They go to the backyard.
It's like putting them out the pasture.
Sure, exactly. I like it. I like it.
So what are you going to do?
This week?
Yeah.
Was that what the original question was?
I can't remember.
Well, I'm studying. I'm holding people off and trying to study for this exam.
You're going to be certifiable?
Certifiable, hopefully by Friday. And, that's it. And then you all already heard about the episode.
So what are you going to do with that certification?
Big silence. Not sure yet.
What's the end result?
Being certified. So far. That's what I got so far.
Okay. That's a plan.
No. Plans are in the works. Anyway, all right, we've kept everybody too long.
Yeah.
We need to go. All right, we hope everybody has enjoyed this podcast. And if you have, please rate it and then come back next week. Or come back next Wednesday if you want to hear about Empty Nest. And then come back next Friday. You never know. You can find out whether I pass the exam or not.
Ooh.
I hope I do. Okay, everybody.
All right.
Have a good one. See you.
See you.